You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Triple P Daily Midweek here, May 5th, 2021. This one, turn our attention. I'm telling you, I'm on the back end of this thing. Don't worry. All right. So, really quick here. Focusing on women's basketball, which came off a very disappointing season on their front. But, like the K-State men here, Jeff Mitty diving in a little bit outside the box here and getting a big-time player and two-time National Player of the Year here from out of the U.S. So, National Player of the Year, Rebecca Dollinger from Sydney, Australia, just signed. This was back on Monday, but just recently signed with the K-State women's basketball team here. This is a big time signing here. And of course, Dollinger will be joining the Wildcat roster this upcoming season. Dollinger here, a guard from Sydney, Australia, joins previous K-State incoming freshman signees Jalen Glenn. Sisters, and Serena Sundell from Maryville, Missouri for the 2021-22 season. And K-State making a little history here on their front here on the basketball court. Dollinger is the first player in program history from Australia. Wow, that's awesome on that front there. So both coaches doing their good work off the court, recruiting-wise anyways, talking about Bruce Weber and Jeff Mitty. Quote, Rebecca gives us a score in the distributor at the guard position. Quoted Mitty here about the newest Wildcat. Also, he goes on and says she scores the three ball in a variety of ways and shoots it at an efficient level. We are excited to have her in our program. And just to continue the notes here on the newest K-State recruit or signee, I should say, not recruit anymore. It's a signee. And Rebecca there, of course, she joins the Wildcats following one season at Miles Community College. If you don't know where that is, that's up there in Montana somewhere. Seriously, that's up in Montana, but I don't know exactly where she led the program to its first ever National Junior College Athletics Association Division I National Tournament Championship. And that team up there, up north in Montana, posted a 24-2 record. Man, whoo! During her one lone season up there for the Pioneers under head coach Taylor Harris, Dollinger collected the 2021 WBCA National 2-Year Player of the Year and also 2021 WBCA All-America First Team Honors by leading the NJCAA Division I in scoring over 25 points per game, just over that, and total points for Montana, 644 as well. Dollinger scored 20 or more points in 19 games, which included 9 games of 30 or more. Over more in 2 games, over 40 or more, including a season high 42. Can you repeat that? Yes, 42 against Dawson Community College back in early February there in the game. Dollinger, 2021 World Exposure National Junior College Player of the Year, also won that. National Freshman of the Year, also led the NCAA Division I in field goals made with 212, free throws made 163. She recorded a field goal percentage of 48%. That's almost shooting half a game. That's lighting somebody's butt up, which includes a 42% effort from downtown as well. And this is a lot of accolades for a talented individual like Dollinger. Wow, I was amazed reading this over. I'm going to read it to you guys now, but kind of to wrap the book on Dollinger here, who just signed with K-State women's basketball team here on the Triple P Podcast. 2021 Regional Player of the Year Award, 2021 Mondak Conference Player of the Year Award as well. Man, this is just a lot. And then kind of, excuse me, 17 rebounds. This was a season high 17 rebounds in one game against the same team she put up 42 against, Dawson, back a month ago, April 5th as well. And then her prior season, or prior to season at Miles Community College here, Darlington averaged a little tad over 20 games, 6 rebounds and 4 assists a game as well. And then she helped the program win gold at a 2019 National Championships. Whoa, man, K-State Nation, you guys should be excited. That is a handful of accolades and just pure domination by Rebecca Dollinger. And Jeff Mays got himself a gem. And we're a year that K-State was very inconsistent, closing games out. That's been the main thing. I might throw this in there on our weekly edition. We'll see. But I wanted to focus more on football with this next episode coming up on the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition coming up here in a couple of days. But it's, K-State, they needed help. Well, Ayoka Lee needs some help around Aaron Harris. I'm going to keep my mouth shut about that until that comes out. Anyways, Lee, who's been such dominant, you need scorers to support her. Well, they just got another one. And Rebecca Dollinger, that's huge get. And then for this young class coming in here, this upcoming fall for K-State, this is going to be a big year for Jeff Mays' team. After being predicted in the top half of the conference this year and failing to meet expectations there. So it's going to be a big year, crucial year, and this is a big get here, making history on all fronts, getting a player like this from Austria. Hell yeah, you better be talented enough to be a dominant scorer. And this is what this team needs right now. You need scorers around Ayoka Lee. Pressure off of the talented Lee, who's going to be a junior this upcoming up in the fall as well. So, there's a lot going on right now. If you fail, you have other girls step up to the plate. And I've talked about that a lot last on previous episodes of the podcast. So this is big get here. Jeff Mini, you got yourself a gem. And excited to see here. I'm not on campus, but excited to see her get herself acclimated to K-State here and get herself worked in to the rotation this fall. Definitely a can't miss player here. Just looking and reading at what she's accomplished already heading to K-State. Ooh, if she can translate some of that scoring here, it will be tremendous for the K-State women's basketball team. Eddie Greer III, that's a wrap for now on this edition of the daily edition of Triple P. Remember, if you missed out on any dailies this week, excuse me again, make sure you go back, check it out. Also, coming up, episode 52 of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats, we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.